Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran, my main man, at 6 for your morning drive. It is Tuesday. That means 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. One artist, two songs. Get them in now, 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about words that you think mean something, but they mean something else, and some old-timey sandwiches and other fun topics that we're going to get to. Our phone line is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. November 11th, this Sunday, is Veterans Day, and we love to talk about the Road Home program at Rush. Will Byersdorf is the executive director of the Road Home program, and the Road Home program is a really great organization. It provides support and counseling, mental health services, and it helps veterans and their families heal and cope with the invisible wounds of war. Their website is roadhomeprogram.org, and you can also call 312-942-VETS. That's 312-942-8387, 312-942-VETS. And we want to talk about all the great things that this organization does and some of the events that are coming up. And let's bring Will onto the show. Will, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good.
Nice intro there. You had it all down there, Pat. I love it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for your service. We appreciate that, obviously.
You're welcome.
And tell me about the Road Home program for people who might not know what it is. Let's get a background on it.
Sure. So again, the Road Home program is going into almost its fifth year. We're a program that helps vets and family members deal with these invisible wounds of war. And I also try to include life as well, too, because sometimes things happen either before or after, you know, a man or woman service. But we help deal with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, military sexual trauma, and a variety of other things that a man or woman might experience while they're serving in the armed forces, whether, you know, in combat or even in training or whatever the situation might be. So the Road Home's been open since, goodness, it's hard to believe, over 4 years now. And when we first started, Nick, we had 7 clinicians and staff members, and we were servicing probably 40 or 50 vets and family members. And now today we have over 75 clinicians and staff members, and we're serving 500 to 600 veterans every year, and that's going to continue to grow as we continue to expand.
You know,
so very exciting times.
It's so great to hear these numbers, because we've been talking about this program for years now, you know, and
yes.
and every year we like to have somebody from the program on to talk about it, and to hear these numbers increase every year is so amazing. It really is.
Yeah, we've been very, very fortunate to have the support of Rush, you know, the University Medical Center, the community at large with foundations and corporations. And just recently we had a significant grant given to us by the Wounded Warrior Project, which is going to help us continue our operations for another 5 years. So very excited, very grateful for the support we've had from the community, you know, from the donors and the folks. And more importantly, probably the greatest asset, Nick, with the Road Home is that, you know, men and women who come to our program, vets and family members that come to our program, they're sharing kind of the services and the programming they get, and they're our best referral source. And so many people are coming in and getting the care that they need, and they know that they're coming to a place that they can trust and rely on. So we're very, very grateful.
Let's hear about your background, Will. When did you become a part of the armed forces?
So basically, it's a long story, but to try to put it like, keep it short and simple, I was going to college at DePaul University, and I just, honestly, I was running out of money, and I needed some opportunity to see if someone else could help me pay my university, and just happened to be walking down Broadway Avenue, across the armory there, saw that there was the National Guard Armory, and that there was tuition reimbursement and loans and other types of opportunities if you joined the service. And I remember my grandfather had served in World War II, so I thought, hey, this would be a great honor to kind of replicate that. And that's how I got involved with the Army National Guard and served in support of Operation Desert Storm, and then transferred over to the Naval Reserves a few years later, and then also served in support of Enduring Freedom. So you had a lot of different stints and opportunities of service. Nick, the greatest thing that I learned, though, is that as I was going through, as I initially had wanted to find some help for college, I really became a part of something greater than myself, something bigger than myself, and really loved serving and really enjoyed the experience, even through the hardships of the deployment. So it was an honor for me to serve, and I miss it greatly.
And then the Road Home program came to you. How did that happen?
Yeah, so basically Dr. Pollack, who actually came from Mass General Hospital, had started a similar program out at Mass General Hospital in Boston called the Home Base Program. And he came to Rush University Medical Center, I believe in the spring of 2011, and he was becoming the new chair of psychiatry at Rush, and he wanted to start a similar program. So they began the search, and they found me in May of 2013, and he asked me to come on board to help start the program and develop something similar to what he had started in Boston. And for about a little less than a year, we worked hard to get the program up and running, find staff, and through great generosity of, you know, many foundations and donors, McCormick Foundation, Crown Foundation, and others, we opened our doors in March of 2014 and began servicing and taking care of men and women, dealing with the invisible wounds of war.
And so if veterans or their family members would like to get a hold of you guys, and how do they go about doing that or becoming part of the Road Home program?
Yeah, the easiest way, I mean, you go online, www.roadhomeprogram.org. You know, you can go and learn more about us. You can call. You gave the number. The other thing, too, is you can check out our Facebook. You know, there's a lot of events, a lot of activities that we have there. I was going to share with you, we have every Tuesday, I think every second Tuesday at our Chicago office, we have Do You Love a Veteran group for folks to come and learn more and participate. And we have a lot of other activities where we engage with the community so people can learn more about us that way. Probably the best thing to do is if people want to learn more, they can just call us directly and we can spend some time and share with them who we are, what we do, and just give us the opportunity to see if we can help. And if we're going through a situation with somebody or a family member and we know that we're not at the right place, we're going to try to find a place that's right for them, you know, if it's not a fit at Road Home. So it's really a team effort in trying to help serve this community.
And do you have folks that have been with you since almost the beginning who are still part?
Yes. Yes. It's funny. There's probably seven or eight people, you know, from the beginning, or probably six people, I think, from the beginning, because we were just a little less than 10 people when we started. But, it's incredible. We've had very little turnover. There's always people that are leaving and going for their opportunities, but people really love working at the Road Home. One of the greatest assets I think we have is that with Dr. Pollack, you know, being the head of psychiatry and he overseeing us, he really allows us to really focus on what the veterans and the family members need. And same with the Rush, you know, Rush University Medical Center. They allow us to do our work unencumbered by all these other little things that might be going on and stuff. So I think that's the greatest asset, is that they really let us serve the vets the way we serve them. And that's the other thing too, Nick, is that regardless of ability to pay, regardless of insurance you might have, whatever it might be, regardless of discharge status. So if someone is, you know, has less than honorable discharge status, we take care of people, Nick. We take care of them, and it doesn't matter. And if you can't pay, it doesn't matter either. We'll find a way to take care of you and make sure we reduce that barrier to care.
That is amazing. Roadhomeprogram.org or 312-942-VETS, 312-942-8387. In addition to clinical care and research, family therapy, post-traumatic stress disorder, military sexual trauma, you now offer video visit, which means if veterans who live in like a rural area or a hard-to-get-to area can actually have a face-to-face meeting with clinicians or specialists. Is that correct?
Yes. yeah, you've done your homework, Nick. I love it. One of our biggest challenges is always getting people to Rush, right? Because we're centrally located.
Right.
So video visits is something that we've deployed to help us work with vets and family members that can't get to the office. In fact, that brings up a good point. We've opened up a clinic down in Effingham in Illinois, and actually using this technology down there. So again, it's just we're trying to explore and find different ways to let the vets get connected to us and figure out how we can work with them, especially with Illinois. People don't realize Illinois is a very large state and very
yeah.
expansive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so getting people, trying to connect, even with getting people to Effingham from certain parts of southern or central Illinois is difficult. So the video visits has been a great asset in our tool set and helping, you know, care for vets and family members, and it's worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the fifth annual turkey drop, and that's on November 15th. Wanted to make sure we talk about this.
Yeah, so the Bears Care Foundation, Jewel Osco, MillerCoors, and of course the Road Home Program have come together to do our annual turkey drop. I think we're giving away approximately 600 turkeys and meals to vets and their family members. And so if people want to learn more, they can go to our website, roadhomeprogram.org, or go to our Facebook page and register. I'd highly recommend that people register quickly because those turkeys are, no pun intended, flying off
right,
the shelf
right.
here. Out of the Jewel Osco there, but it's a great opportunity, and so it's held at the Jewel at Canal and Roosevelt in the city there, and it's a great opportunity for people to come and learn more, and the Bears and Jewel Osco and MillerCoors have been really great partners in that for these past 4 or 5 years.
That is so great. So it's free turkey meals for veterans, and you can also get information on the website. It is November 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Jewel Osco on South Canal. I'll be passing out frozen turkey meals to veterans, and you can register there, too. You know, Will, it was such amazing work that you guys do. Congratulations on all that you do and all the people that you've helped over the years, and continued success, Will.
Thank you, Nick. And again, I can't express enough or encourage people, if you have questions or you want to learn more, don't be afraid to ask. Go to the website or, you know, again, just call us. We're here to help. And we really, you know, we really want people to know that, you know, we're a trusted place where people can come and get care. And, again, it's nice, discreet. And again, we're here to help you.
Got it. All right, Will, thank you very much. Happy Veterans Day to you, too.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care. Will Beiersdorf, everybody, Executive Director of the Road Home Program, an incredible, incredible group that supports counseling and mental health care services, helps veterans and their families to deal with the invisible wounds of war and life. The Road Home Program, you can go to roadhomeprogram.org is the website, or anytime you have questions and you don't be afraid to ask or to be involved if you are a veteran or a family member. 312-942-VETS, 312-942-8387. All right, we're going to take a break here on 720 WGN.